the site of the Daniel Harvey Gilmer House.
You're correct. This is the Daniel H. Gilmer residence. But you'll have to use your imagination. The Holman Law Office that Father once owned used to be here, across the street from the southeast corner of the courthouse square. As you can see, it no longer exists. But I asked the others if I could tell you my story anyway, and they agreed. My name is Elizabeth Gilmer. I lived here with my parents, Mr. and Mrs. Daniel H. Gilmer, when Abraham Lincoln gave his Pittsfield campaign speech on October 1st, 1858. Father knew Mr. Lincoln well. They were both lawyers, and they were both political opponents of Senator Douglas. I was 9 years old that day, and I was so excited because Mr. Lincoln came to our house to eat dinner before giving a speech. I was waiting at the front yard gate when Colonel Ross brought Mr. Lincoln here in his fancy carriage. I was so proud because I'd constructed a makeshift toll gate in the entryway and had erected a pole with a Lincoln flag on it. It was just like the campaign flag that was flying across the street in the courthouse square, and my toll gate was just like the big ones out on the turnpike. Well, Mr. Lincoln seemed pleased, and on his way in, he gave me a coin and earnestly thanked me for my interest in his campaign. But Father was embarrassed. He took me aside and gave me a sound scolding for taking a toll fee from Mr. Lincoln. I remember that after the speech, Mr. Lincoln came back and sat down with my father on the curb here in front of Father's office with their feet in the gutter. They talked and laughed and talked some more for a long time, it seemed, and lots of other men gathered round to listen in. I remember thinking my father and Mr. Lincoln looked like two young boys passing a lazy afternoon in the company of friends. I also remember that occasion well because Mr. Lincoln gave Father an ambrotype, a kind of early photograph that he had taken that day up on the corner of the square in Calvin Jackson's portable canvas photo gallery. We treasured that picture of Mr. Lincoln. It took on special meaning to me after my father was killed in combat down in Tennessee at the Battle of Chickamauga during the Civil War. Then a little over a year later, Mr. Lincoln was killed as well. After that, I would sometimes look at the curb in front of my house and wonder if those two dear men had ever really been there once upon a time. Our Lincoln ambrotype ended up in the collection of the world-famous Lincoln memorabilia collector Oliver Barrett. We claim Mr. Barrett as one of Pittsfield's own. As a boy, he lived in the same house where lawyer Milton Hay once lived. Well, thank you for listening to my recollections. Please do have a good day.
Thanks for visiting. Please proceed to the next location.